Good day, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the John White Project. I, of course, am your host, John White. I really have nothing to talk about today, except for it's an anniversary for me. It's 1 year since I started my podcasting journey, so that's, let me see, 2 seasons, 25 episodes, including this one, and we've made it to a year. And I've got to say, it's all because... Actually, everybody listened to stuff that I had to say about my journey and other people's journeys and things like that. So I want to give a big shout out to all of you. Thank you very much. When I started this, this was more than just therapy for me. I needed to talk about my prostate cancer. I needed to talk about what it was doing to me mentally, the side effects of the Lupron, the side effects of the radiation. More than anything, it came down to a mental battle during a pandemic. Kind of freaked me out, kind of freaked out my wife. My kids got freaked out. I didn't let on to anybody how bad my mental state was, except for, of course, the medical professionals that were dealing with me, my psychotherapist, my psychiatrist, and of course my family doctor. Those were the only people that I really let in the closed door to the awful things that were going on in my mind. Of course, Joy was there, my wife. She saw firsthand what I was going through. And she's a fixer. She fixes things. She gets things done. She is the doer. And she could do nothing with me because it was all in my head. It was all about balancing out my meds. It was all about getting the evil out of my head. So yeah, my oncologist, my urologist, they all basically said, "Wow, we've never seen anybody go through anything like this." You know, after the prostate cancer journey. I'm not saying that my journey's over, but they've never had a pandemic before in the middle of recovery from radiation hormone therapy. So yeah, I kind of got screwed over big time on that one. Now, there have been a few times in my life where I get, quote unquote, the blues in the wintertime, and I was diagnosed with seasonal affectiveness disorder. For those of you who are unaware of what that is, there's less sunlight in the wintertime. So, I mean, when you get up, it's dark. When you go to bed, it's dark. When you're working, of course, it's light, but you're never out there to enjoy it. And it just kind of makes me sad. So it kind of came into play during the 2 winters that I had to go through during the pandemic. The first one was when I had just finished my radiation. So that was the beginning of 2020. And then, of course, 2021. 2021 was interesting because that's when they decided that my meds weren't balanced out yet, the antidepressants. So, of course, I had to get that done, had to beef up the effexor a little bit and had to keep things positive in my mind. So of course there was no Twitter, there was no news, there was limited social media. And thinking back to that, I don't know why there are so many jerks on social media. I think I've said it before, and I think that the keyboard warriors need to be throat punched out in public because they think they can say anything they want and it doesn't affect them. So it's not affecting other people's feelings. It is. I had some stuff for sale on a Facebook marketplace thing, and somebody responded with a rude comment, and I just removed everything. And I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'll just throw it out. So yeah, I mean, I was in a, I'm going to say it. I was in a sensitive place, but Yeah, people who hide behind their keyboards thinking that they're anonymous, we need to make sure they say that out loud in public and then just brutally take them down. I'm not advocating violence, but yeah, I'd like to see someone throat punched for being stupid. There you go. Happy anniversary to me, right? All right, back to it. Yeah, the average length of a podcast is anywhere from 5 to 10 podcast episodes. That's because you're just starting out. We've been told by the YouTube videos that we watch, that we learn from, and things like that, that it's a slow and steady buildup of your listener base. But when your first podcast only has, you know, 3 listeners, 1 being you, 2 being your mom, and 3 being either your children or your wife or significant other, it's kind of frustrating. Or 2 could be, you know, you listening to it on Apple and then listening to it on Spotify just to bump up your numbers. I just needed to get it out. So no matter how many people were listening, I needed to release that energy to say what was going on in my mind, what I was feeling, and how I was processing physically and mentally. It just happens that a lot of my friends were riding along with my journey, and I appreciate that. What was surprising was that I was, now I have family in Australia, so the 3 listeners in Australia I have are fantastic, and their family. Okay, so I know that. But then I've got people in Africa, I've got people in Asia, I've got people in South America, and I've got a lot of followers in Europe. So I want to thank all of you. It keeps me going. Knowing that someone is listening, and maybe that I'm helping someone along their journey. And that has always been a big thing for me, that, we go through things, hardships, you know, we go through peaks and valleys for a reason. And I believe while we're in the valley, we're learning lessons. And while we're at the peak, we should be sharing those lessons with others who are traveling into the valley or coming out of the valley. So those are my my valleys and my peaks throughout the 1 year that I've been podcasting. I've got some interesting stories coming up in the next season. I've started recording some of the racism stories. I recorded one the other day. It was eye-opening. I can't wait for you to hear it. I hope you're as interested in going through these people's journeys as I was recording and asking the questions. We as people are not a nice group, and we treat other people, well, like I said, the keyboard warriors think they're untouchable. And now, I don't believe in erasing history. I believe we should learn from history. Humans are stubborn and we're reluctant to learn from history. But oh my goodness, there is so much crap that we have done to each other in past times that we should more than have learned by now. But enough of that, you'll have to learn. I just wanted to come on and say that this anniversary is much of a celebration from and to you guys that are listening, as it is for me and my perseverance to keep at it, even though at one point there was only 10 listeners. And I've had 1 or 2 episodes over 200 listeners, and I've had 1 episode that almost reached 400. And again, that's because of you guys that are out there listening. So all over the world, I want to say thank you. Muchas gracias. You guys are great. You keep me going. I just figure some of the things that I'm interested in, you're interested in. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at thejohnwhiteproject@gmail.com. maybe give me some story ideas, or maybe tell me your stories, or maybe we can connect up through, you know, one means or another, and we can get your stories told. I want to go through these racism stories. I think that's important, not just because it's trendy right now, because I'm curious of what's been going on in the past 2 years with the Black Lives Matter, the protests down in the States, my own eye-opening Canadian history of what's been going on in Canada on the East Coast. I'm hoping to have someone on to talk about that. I want to go through maybe some Indigenous people's stories because, of course, again, what's been going on in Canada, and I'm sure that's happened in the United States as well, and where other Indigenous people have been brutally mistreated. And I kind of stipulate on my talks that I don't want to talk about politics. I don't care where your politics is, whether you're left or right leaning or, you know, wherever. I want to hear your story and how it's affected your growth, how it's affected your seeing your future, how it's affected you looking at other people of different races and different colors. Later on, I want to do a story regarding the homosexual community, the LGBTQ, et cetera, et cetera. I've heard it dubbed the Alphabet Mafia. I would like to do stories on how those people have been treated. I would like to get a story from the people who think that this transgender thing is real, to the point where, yes, women can be men and men can be women, from the point of a transgender, and people in the homosexual community that are going, yeah, no, that's not right. You know, science is science, you know, your genes are your genes. That's it. The rest of it's just mental illness. Again, I won't get into politics. I believe that men are men and women are women. Homosexuality is a real thing, but there seems to be more mental illness out there than I think we're really grasping, or there's more people pushing people in that direction than should be. So that's, you know what, that's the upcoming stories that are coming out. I still want to keep you updated on everything that is, you know, me, because it is the John White Project, and I am John White, and my journey's not over. It looks good right now, but never say never. Not that I'm wishing my cancer back, but it's undetectable. The hormone levels are lower than normal, but they're in the normal range. I still find it difficult to do 8-hour days. And I'm being pressured to go back to the 12-hour rotating shifts. So I do have some doctor's notes there to either help me stay on the non-rotating 8-hour shift, or maybe we can get some kind of weird 12-hour hybrid where I'm not rotating, but I'm doing a 12-hour day shift. You know, I think I could probably manage that in the long run, but we'll have to wait and see, right? Again, you guys are fantastic. You can talk to me on the John White Project at gmail.com, or just keep listening here. You know, you guys are fantastic. I really appreciate everything that you've done. If you can drop a comment, give a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, that actually gets the algorithm from both those sites to push out and advertise my podcast to other people that are maybe going through the same thing, or other people that are just interested in for someone else to help them along their journey. You know, and as I've said before, it is a journey of listening, as being a friend of someone who's going through cancer, not just particularly prostate cancer, but cancer in general. Just listen. We don't want advice. We don't want homemade remedies. We don't want voodoo cocktails that, you know, you heard on the internet that They've got the cure for cancer, but the government is subduing it. We just want you to sit and listen. Hold us when we cry. You know what? Sit and drink with us when we need to sit and drink. Sit in silence when we need silence. And more than anything, hug us when we need it. I'm a huge hugger, and I've got to say most of my friends are too. Whether it comes down to, you know, they know I need a hug from just going through the journey or whatever. I was hugging people before I got cancer, and I will hug people until the day I die. I'm a big hugger, and I've been told that I give good hugs. If we meet up on the street, you don't know me, ask me for a hug. I am more than willing to hug a perfect stranger. And it's not going to be one of those quick three pats on the back, gotcha. No, it's going to be about 10 seconds, and it's going to be a little awkward. But that just means that I mean it. I want to feel your heartbeat in my chest. I want to know that you know that I am there for you, just like you are there for me. All right, everybody, I didn't mean to make this so long, 16 minutes just to say thank you. But I do mean it from the bottom of my heart. Joy and I are ecstatic that I've got so many listeners from around the world. Joy says hi. She wanted to be on this episode, but she's busy all the time. My wife is, like I said, she's a doer. She's a healer. She's on the go all the time. I love her so much. She has been my wall, been my crutch, been my nurse, been my calm in the storm. Other than Christ, I don't know what I'd do without her. I really don't. She is what keeps me going every day. This is John saying you guys are awesome, and I appreciate each and every one of you. God bless. We'll see you next time on the John White Project.